Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast. My name is Amber, and today we're going to be talking about how to stop losing yourself in your relationships. Before we get into that, I want to share with you my free guide called Copy and Paste Text for when he's pulling away or acting flaky. The link for that is going to be in the show notes of this episode. Also, if you are interested in working together, make sure that you get on the waitlist for the next opening in my program called From Dating to Exclusive. When you get on the waitlist, you'll get a discount when you join during the early bird period, and you'll also be able to guarantee your spot in the program. One thing that I was really intentional about with this program is making it very applicable. So you don't just get an online course and then have to figure out what to do with that, but rather we go through the curriculum together every single week. So I'm guiding you through the curriculum in the order that you need to go through it, and also showing you how to apply it this week so that you actually integrate it into your life. So each week we go over a piece of the curriculum, and then we have coaching so you can get feedback on the actual situations that you find yourself in. I don't know about you, but I definitely have a lot more questions that come up when I'm listening to a podcast or reading a book or doing a program, and I just wish that I could ask the author or the creator of whatever it is that I'm consuming. So you're learning the process of going from dating to exclusive, and then you're getting feedback when you are engaged in that process. And those two things combined are the most important things for learning a skill. We need the information, and then we need the feedback, and of course the application of us putting the things into action. And in order for us to do that last piece of putting the information into action, the information needs to be practical and broken down into steps or frameworks that you can use. So that's why you hear me teaching a lot with metaphors or the five elements or five skills of dating, like breaking things down so that you know where to start and what to implement and what the exact steps are to learn a specific skill. All right, so if you're interested in learning more, make sure that you check out the link in the show notes and get on the wait list so you can get the early bird discount. We are enrolling April 10th. Okay, so let's talk about losing yourself in a relationship. Maybe you already have a relationship that comes to mind. Maybe you're currently in a relationship where you feel like you've lost yourself. And let's just first of all define what that means when you lose yourself in a relationship. Because any relationship that you're in will require you to prioritize that relationship. So prioritizing the relationship isn't the same as losing yourself in it. Losing yourself in a relationship is when you let go of the other sources of meeting a need, because this relationship meets this need or partially meets this need. So for example, you have the need for connection and your partner satisfies the need for connection, and therefore you let go of and don't invest in the other things in your life that were also satisfying that need, such as your other friends or spending time with family or meeting new people and creating new relationships. The other way that we lose ourselves in a relationship is by valuing the comfort of the relationship over our growth. So we feel like a relationship is a place to really take a big break from everything. And one thing leads to another, and a lot of habits start coming up, like just watching TV every night, or no longer being as active, or not pursuing certain goals that we had before we were in this relationship. The problem with losing ourselves in relationships is that, one, we start to feel bad because we are cutting off so many sources of things that were making us feel good. Number two, we often start to lose the attraction in the relationship because all of the things that were contributing to our life before are what made us attractive to that person in the first place. And three, the relationship suffers because we are not growing, we're not evolving, and relationships are really a path of growth. And in order for them to keep going and to keep feeling good, both people need to have just a slow evolution forward. It doesn't mean that you have to be constantly pursuing growth at the highest level. But if you're never having new experiences, if you've let go of your personal goals, if you're no longer pursuing new relationships or hobbies or passions or growing in any regard, then that will translate into the relationship stagnating as well. So in order to stop losing ourselves in relationships, we need to understand why we do it in the first place. So the first reason why we lose ourselves in relationships is because it's the path of least resistance. It takes less effort to just mold into the relationship than it takes to be intentional about maintaining other aspects of our lives and balancing prioritizing the relationship with prioritizing friendships and our work and our goals and our hobbies and our passions. It does take more effort to be growth oriented than it takes to get into a habit of watching TV with the person that you're most comfortable with. So maintaining those other aspects of our lives takes slightly more mental energy and more energy in general. And so it's just the natural consequence of our minds and bodies always wanting to do the easy thing. So the solution to that is to be more intentional. And what that means is maybe calendaring your time at the beginning of the week and seeing, okay, where do my friends fit in? And where does my partner fit in? Where do my hobbies or passions or things that I just want to do for myself fit in? And looking at your whole calendar a week ahead or a month ahead so that you can intentionally think about how much time you want to dedicate to each of these areas of life. The second way to be intentional is to ask yourself what kind of relationship you want to create 10 years from now and what kind of woman you want to be in that relationship. And then ask yourself if the habits that you currently have in your relationship are supporting that. It's super easy to get into a funk of watching a lot of TV and then slowly letting go of going to your health fitness class and then kind of blowing off that friend. It's just easy to fall into those habits, and we have to be intentional about which habits we really want to cultivate while we're in a relationship, including how we interact with our life. The second reason why we lose ourselves in relationships is because we think it's okay. We think it's acceptable and normal to immediately forget about our friends and those closest to us because we are in a relationship. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. I once had a friend, this is in high school, so let's forgive her, it was her first relationship, but we were best friends. We would hang out every day or talk on the phone for hours every single day for years. And then she had her first relationship and I was first off the list. Suddenly I never heard from her anymore. And one time we even did have plans to meet up. And she came to meet me at the point where we were supposed to meet and said, "Hey, my boyfriend just last minute became available. I'm so sorry, but is it okay if we hang out another time?" So I just went home because I didn't want to say no and then have her hanging out with me when she'd really rather be somewhere else. So the point is that we don't want to be that friend who just disappears off the radar as soon as they're in a relationship, but then when that relationship ends, they want to pick up the friendships right where they were. And the reason why we do that is because we have the sneaky belief that other aspects of our life can't fulfill us as much as a relationship can. So we have friends, but just to hold us over until the real thing. Or we get a certain promotion or exciting advancement in our career, but it doesn't count because we don't have a relationship yet. So it's not something we usually think of consciously, but on some level, we think that the real solution in life to challenges and pain or just being fulfilled in general is a romantic relationship. And so once we get that, we think we don't really need the other stuff as much anymore because this is what we were wanting the whole time and the other stuff was just kind of a placeholder. And again, that's not a conscious thought that we have, but if you do notice that you tend to be the person who kind of drops off the radar once you're in a relationship and makes the relationship the main source of fulfillment and connection and love and pleasure in your life, then some of those sneaky thoughts might be there and you weren't realizing how important the other aspects of your life were. And the third reason why we lose ourselves in relationships is because we don't know how to speak up or set boundaries and we're people-pleasing in our relationships. So we don't want to disappoint our partner when they ask us to spend time and we want to go see our friends. Or we can even lose ourselves in a situationship. That's actually a version of losing yourself in a relationship where we go along with things that we didn't want or weren't comfortable with because we were too afraid to have an honest conversation about what we needed in the connection and what felt comfortable for us in that relationship. So working on speaking up and having uncomfortable conversations and even just being willing to disappoint someone every now and then to be able to do our own thing is important. But also what's important is choosing a partner who supports you being an individual person and who doesn't guilt trip you every time that you try to do something for yourself. So when we are intentional about the kind of relationship that we want to create and we realize how important the other aspects of our life are in order to create that relationship, and we feel confident in our skills for speaking up and setting boundaries and asking for what we need, then we're able to create a relationship where we don't lose ourselves, and therefore the relationship itself is much more fulfilling and interesting and fun. All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoy this podcast, it would be so amazing to read a review from you. I read them every day. And if you would like to leave a review, you can search for Women's Dating and Confidence Podcast. Click on the image, scroll all the way down, and then you'll see the section to leave a review. Thank you so much for listening and for all the reviews that you've already left. Have a great day. I'll talk to you next week.